Can I help you?
Good evening. My name is Jennifer from Opinion Research. We are conducting a statewide public opinion poll. Are you a registered voter in the state of Florida?
Yes.
Thank you. What is your current official party voter registration or file with your country elections office? Are you registered as Democrat, Republican, Independent, or other?
Republican, all the way.
Thank you. Well, House Bill 49 currently being considered by the Florida legislature proposed to change child labor law by allowing employers to schedule 16 and 17 years old workers past 11 p.m. on a school night and more than 30 hours in a school week. Do you support or oppose this bill?
I have no clue.
Okay.
I don't know.
Thank you. The Florida Supreme Court recently removed the right of crime victims to prevent their names from being publicly disclosed. Will you support or oppose legislation to give crime victims back the right to conceal their names?
Yes, absolutely.
So we can say that you will strongly support?
Yes.
Thank you. Well, some police officers previously claimed they were crime victims when using physical or deadly force. Will you support or oppose legislation to give crime victims the right to conceal their names, but does not allow police officers who use physical or deadly force to control their, to conceal their names?
Yes.
Okay. Will you strongly support, somewhat support,
yes.
Or, okay, strongly support?
Yes.
Thank you. Do you feel your state and local tax burden in Florida is much too high, a little high, about right, or low?
We're about right.
Thank you. In terms of providing public services, do you feel the state and local government in Florida spend tax revenue in a relatively wasteful manner or expend tax revenue in a relatively efficient manner?
The, whatever you just said, the second one.
Okay, thank you. A shortage of veterinarians has made it harder for pet owners to get appointments or find emergency care, especially in rural areas. Will you support or oppose the state legislation to give animal owners and veterinarians more flexibility to use telehealth video services as an additional tool to establish a working relationship to ensure animals receive necessary care and treatment?
Absolutely.
Thank you. The cost of veterinary care has increased more than 10% annually, putting care out of reach for many pet owners. Will you support or oppose legislation to expand the availability of telehealth video service to help lower costs and reduce the need for expensive trips to the emergency animal hospitals?
Yes.
Thank you. Telemedicine offers convenient, accessible care for animals at home, including at night and on weekends when most clinics are closed. Telemedicine is especially helpful for senior citizens, disabled people, and people without a vehicle. Do you support or oppose expanding legal options for veterinarians and pet owners to use telemedicine? I'm sorry?
I agree with it.
Okay, thank you. Well, veterinary PAs are like a physician's assistant trying to support veterinarians. Will you support or oppose a state law establishing the veterinary professional associate profession, enable people with a master's degree in veterinary care to perform routine checkups, diagnosis, procedures, and treatments while under the supervision of a licensed veterinarian?
Agreed.
Thank you. Do you believe a state and local government should or should not be required to publish public notices in the printed and online newspaper on a regular basis?
Do what now?
Do you believe that a state and local government should or should not be required to publish public notices in the printed and online newspaper on a regular basis?
I don't really know.
Okay, Thank you. How likely do you think it will be to seek out public notices if they were posted on a government website and not available in a printed or online newspaper? Will you be very likely, somewhat unlikely, or very unlikely?
Very unlikely.
Thank you. A recent study found that Floridians' vacation rental industry generate over $31 billion in the state economic activity each year. How important do you feel vacation rentals are to Florida's economy? Are they very important, somewhat important, not too important, or not important at all?
Not important.
Okay, thank you. Do you feel Floridians should or should not have the right to rent out their primary home as a short-term basis when they are out of town?
But if they're under a lease, they're under a lease. They need to pay it.
So you think that they should be able to?
Yes.
Thank you. Do you feel Floridians should or should not have the right to rent out a secondary home or investment property as a vacation rental?
Yes.
Thank you. Do you feel regulations regarding vacation rentals should or should not be consistent throughout the state?
Well, most rental properties are not going to be.
Okay, in that case, you think that they should or that they should not?
Should not.
Thank you. Do you know how to swim?
Yes.
Thank you. Do you think every child should or should not learn to swim as a basic life skill?
I believe that should be true.
Thank you. Generally speaking, do you think that Florida's public school are on the right track, or do you think they are on the wrong track?
Wrong track.
Thank you. Please tell me if you agree or disagree with the following statement. Teachers should have the right to strike for better wage and working conditions without legal or professional consequences. Will you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
What did you say that the question was?
Sure. About the statement, you can let me know if you agree or disagree. This statement is teachers should have the right to strive for better wage and working conditions without legal or professional consequences.
I somewhat disagree.
Okay, thank you. Next, I will read two statements about Florida's school curriculum. After hearing each, please tell me which comes closer to your opinion. The first one is that public schools should just stick to a traditional curriculum, only teaching reading, writing, and math. The second statement is that public schools must offer a diverse and comprehensive curriculum that incorporates broader concepts such as identity and society into learning.
Both of them, I think, should be correct.
Okay, but which is the most that comes closer to your opinion, the first one or the second one?
The first one.
Thank you. In your community, have you personally faced challenges in finding housing that is affordable to you?
No.
Thank you. Has anyone in your extended family or a friend ever faced housing insecurity or the struggle to find affordable housing in Florida?
No.
Thank you. Do you believe or not believe claims made by business owners in your community that they are having difficulty finding workers due to the lack of affordable housing in the area?
No.
Okay, thank you. And do you feel that local governments in Florida do or do not have a responsibility to actively address the need for more workforce housing?
No, I disagree.
Thank you. Do you believe Florida's local governments should or should not take more decisive action at the local level throughout zoning, permit, and density adjustment or reforms to alleviate restrictions that currently impede the development of affordable housing?
No.
Thank you. If an elected official at the local or state level strongly advocates for programs aimed at creating more financially affordable housing options for working class families, including essential town workers such as firefighters, police, and teachers, how will that affect your vote? Will you be more likely to vote for them, less likely to vote for them, or will it have no effect on your voting decision?
I'll be voting for them.
Thank you. Finally, there is a proposed amendment to the state constitution title requirement to expand Medicaid eligibility. It will require the state to provide Medicaid coverage to individuals over age 18 and under age of 65 whose incomes are at or below 138% of the federal poverty level and who meet other eligibility requirements with no greater boundaries placed on eligibility, enrollment, or benefits for these new individuals compared to other Medicaid beneficiaries. It will also direct the Agency for Healthcare Administration to implement the initiative by maximizing federal financial participation for newly eligible individuals. If you were voting today, will you vote yes to approve the amendment or no to reject the amendment?
No.
Thank you. Currently, Medicaid eligibility in Florida is restricted to adults in households with minor children that make no more than 25% of the federal poverty level, which is $6,464 per year for a family of three. Medicaid is unavailable to adults who do not have a minor children. The proposed expansion of Medicaid will increase the eligibility limit to $34,307 for a family of three and provide access to benefits to adults making less than $20,121. After hearing this, will you vote yes to approve the amendment or no to reject the amendment?
Yes.
Thank you. May I know what is your age?
50.
Thank you so much. And which of the following best describe your race or ethnicity? Are you white?
I'm white.
Thank you. Do you consider yourself Cuban American?
No, I'm white all the way around.
Okay.
Mother and father.
Thank you. Do you currently have a child enrolled in a Florida public school?
I have grandchildren.
Okay, thank you. In terms of your gender, do you consider yourself male or female?
I'm a female.
Thank you so much, and I really appreciate your time, and it was a pleasure talking to you. That's the end of the survey. I really appreciate it.